Welcome, thoughtful viewers. September 7, 2009 marks the third year anniversary of Supreme Master Television. For three consecutive years, with your supportive and loyal companionship, we've had the privilege of bringing you relevant news from every region of the globe. There is no doubt about it. Our home planet is in a state of emergency. Scientific projections are now a reality, with fiercer disasters, water shortage, hunger, and most menacingly, a pandemic that spreads at an unprecedented speed. Fortunately, there is much reason for hope. The solution to our challenge has been stated loud and clear by experts and spiritual leaders. It is a pleading cry for more compassion for Mother Earth and her co-inhabitants. As we realize our shared dream for peace, humanity as a whole is working towards just that. Please join us as our international correspondents present some of the news highlights of Supreme Master Television's constructive news for a brighter planet. Today's news review begins with Australia.
G'day from Australia. In praiseworthy governance news, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and the government have boosted financial assistance to provide better medical care and educational services to the Indigenous Australian communities.
In green news, the Australian government announced it would invest over US$1 billion in solar power farms.
In health news from Australia, a survey by Cancer Council Victoria found that the number of smokers in Victoria has decreased from approximately 21% in 1998 to 16.5% in 2008.
In fact, healthy habits are now essential to prevent chronic illnesses as well as viral pandemics. As a result of the swine flu, hospitalizations, economic burdens, and grief increase each day in our world. Is the mass vaccination campaign scheduled in the coming weeks our answer? The real solution is even closer than we could hope for. It's in our food choices. More on this later.
Australians could never forget the blazes that began the year 2009. They were among the worst ever experienced, and accompanied by one of the fiercest heat waves, reaching extreme temperatures of 48 degrees Celsius. Sobering evidence of climate change.
That's the garage, was the garage. This is our home here.
Many people succumbed to these tragedies, and wildlife too, as their homes were decimated for thousands of miles around. Yet it was incredible how Australian governments, rescue personnel and citizens had rallied to support each other with necessities and comfort.
The best thing about Australia is we all pull together in a crisis like this.
Animals were also heroes. Retired police horse Paddy saved the lives of two goats and four sheep by rounding them up and sheltering them all under his great body, even standing unfazed when burning embers fell from the sky. For their selfless courage, these noble animals and humans were recipients of the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Deeply concerned, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $50,000 in aid, sending her love, prayers and condolences.
Thank you.
Thank you for everybody. And thank, of course, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Joining in gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai and to Australia's leaders and people, we pray that such extreme weather events are lessened as humanity rediscovers the gift of compassion for our animal friends and the environment.
Thank you.
Congratulations from New Zealand. More and more the people of New Zealand are speaking out against the brutality and disease-breeding conditions of factory farming.
If consumers saw for themselves at first hand the conditions these animals are forced to endure, we just wouldn't be buying, you know, the farms would shut down.
We have seen people making statements that, you know, their whole family will no longer eat any pig products.
As you can see, this small rectangle, 2 metres long and 60 centimetres wide, represents the size of a typical sow crate where a pig would spend nearly all of her life, unable to even turn around. Worldwide, such is the common practice that causes insanity, lameness and infections among the animals raised for meat. It also breeds new viral diseases. Diseases like the current swine flu pandemic that's destroying the lives of Earth's inhabitants. We continue to pray for the victims of the swine flu and look forward to the day when we'll no longer fear animal-borne diseases as everyone adopts the clean, organic, vegan lifestyle.
When we return, we'll take a look at some constructive news from Asia. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Happy anniversary to Supreme Master TV. May you have many bright lights and many good events.
자, 환경, 채식, 지구, 온난화 방지를 위해 노력하는 Supreme Master TV 3주년을 축하하면서요. 가장 시급한 문제인 기후변화와 또 녹색에너지 등을 집중적으로 계속해서 방송에서 지구를 지켜주시기 바랍니다.
웰컴 백 as we continue our review with some encouraging news from Indonesia.
Salam dari Indonesia. Sebagai bagian dari Gerakan Nasional Bangsa Indonesia untuk menanam 100 juta pohon, sekitar 80 juta pohon telah ditanam di lahan kritis. Banyak di antaranya merupakan tanaman yang berbuah atau jenis yang dapat dimakan. Hal ini mendukung keamanan pangan dan membantu mengatasi pemanasan global.
در اخبار از افغانستان سال 2009 امسال آژانس حفاظت از محیط زیست افغانستان منطقه معروف بند امیر و 6 دریاچه عمیق و شکوهمند آن را به عنوان اولین پارک ملی کشور افغانستان تعیین کرد. دولت افغانستان همچنین لیست جدیدی را شامل 33 گونه حفاظت شده گیاهی و حیوانی اعلام نمود. اینها گوشه ای از اخبار قابل توجه زیست محیطی از کشور زیبای ما افغانستان برای سوپریم مستر تلویزیون می باشد.
السلام علیکم. پاکستان کی خبروں میں ہے کہ حکومت پاکستان شجرکاری کی مہم میں تعاون کر رہی ہے. صدر آصف علی زرداری نے اس مہم کا آغاز صدارتی سیکرٹریٹ میں درخت لگا کر کیا اور انہوں نے اس ارادے کا اظہار بھی کیا کہ ملک میں جنگلات کو دوبارہ بحال کیا جائے گا اور ملک میں پائیدار ذرائع سے بجلی فراہم کی جائے گی. دوسری طرف 300 رضاکاروں نے ایک ہی دن میں 500,000 درخت لگا کر گینیز کا عالمی ریکارڈ قائم کیا. میں سپریم ماسٹر ٹیلی ویژن کے لیے رپورٹ کر رہا ہوں.
भारत से बढ़िया समाचार. जुलाई 2009 में भारत के टाटा मोटर्स ने, जो दुनिया की सबसे सामर्थ्य कार बनाने वाली कंपनी है, अपनी पहली नैनो कार पहले 3 ग्राहकों को पहुंचाई, जिसकी कीमत लगभग 2,500 यूएस डॉलर है. इस किफायती कार को यूरोप और अमेरिका में 2012 तक पहुंचाने का मार्ग तैयार किया जा रहा है. यह नैनो टाटा मोटर्स के चेयरमैन और इंजीनियर रतन टाटा की प्रेरणा तब बनी
जब उन्होंने एक बार एक पूरे परिवार को स्कूटर पर जाते देखा और वे उन्हें यात्रा का किफायती और सुरक्षित माध्यम प्रदान करना चाहते थे।
ने, 반기문 유엔 사무총장은 이렇게 말했습니다. 우리는 WMD를 대량 살상무기라는 뜻 대신에 We must disarm, 즉 무기를 내려놓자는 뜻으로 불러야 한다고요. 제8대 대통령이자 노벨 평화상 수상자인 고 김대중 전 대통령을 남북이 함께 추모하면서 화해와 평화를 위한 그의 노력을 되새겼습니다. 김정일 북한 국방위원장은 깊은 애도의 말을 전하며 존경의 표시로 조문단을 파견했습니다. 또한 북한 관광을 위한 통행규제 완화와 이번 10월 추석에 이산가족 상봉계획도 발표했습니다. 지금까지 대한민국 서울에서 수프림마스터 텔레비전 보도였습니다.
欢迎大家来到中国的天堂之都杭州。古老的神州大地自古就有素食的优良传统，孕育了像孔子和老子这样令世人尊崇的圣人。而今中国人依然保持着素食的美好生活方式。 2009年 4月 10日， 中国举办了第一个全国素食日， 100多位专家学者参加素食研讨会，讨论素食对健康和环保的重大意义。 国际素食联盟和善待动物组织也参加了这次会议。素食在我们国内发展，一直在世界发展，是对人类有贡献的一个大事业。今年，中国杭州市政协委员黄云宝博士提议将少吃肉纳入杭州市节能减排计划。 流行音乐界著名的乐活女王龙宽也开始提倡星期一素食日，保护我们地球家园。祝愿素食的生活方式在世界各个角落越来越繁荣。这里是无上师电视台来自中国杭州的报道。
大家好，香港素食嘅风气越嚟越普及。其实香港港安医院与其他医疗中心已经采用不含肉类嘅餐单，为了病人全人健康，医院提供超过150款美味可口嘅营养素食菜肴。好啊，嗱，病人对素食嘅睇法咧，初初就会系唔明白，但系试完之后。
哇！原来觉得好好嘅，对身体又好啊！咁整体上咧，佢都接受咗，同埋更加觉得啊，对健康亦都系有好正面嘅帮助啦。
咁
素食嘅生活习惯咧，对预防一般嘅疾病咧，
系
冇帮助。
绝对有帮助啊！因为咧，我哋知道咧，如果我哋食素嘅时候咧，好无论系癌症啊、心脏病啊，其他好多嘅疾病咧，一啲长期病患咧，都会有帮助，系会减低咗呢啲嘅风险咯。
祝愿无上师电视台嘅观众长和安康长寿。香港报道。
2009年八月初，洪灾莫拉克侵蚀福尔摩沙台湾，造成50年来最严重的水灾甲山崩。 因为村镇火害，有几啊百外人伤亡，或者是失踪。上万的国军帮助受困灾民，撤离到安全的避难场所。山顶一个村内，有两只真巧的狗仔，多多甲小黑，带领四十位村民前往较安全、较悬的所在，躲过了一场致命的土石流。青海无上师第一时间捐出了3万块美金，给福尔摩沙赈灾。
并且提供同款受灾菲律宾甲中国更加济援助。
我深深感受到，青海无上师对我们，这个台湾子民的关怀。世界同心，共同援助，真济中国大陆、福尔摩沙、甲香港的艺人，共同举办募款音乐会。 建构79个国家和16个国际组织来协助赈灾。所罗门群岛的头目史坦利为帮助洪灾的灾民，坐到三班啊，亲自捐赠120块美金，以感谢过去福尔摩沙对因的援助，提供当地灾民一个生活的所在。伊的心意深深感动了所有福尔摩沙的人。咱以感恩之心，祈求各地平安祥和。来自福尔摩沙的报道。
Kính chào quý khán giả, chúng tôi rất hân hoan được tường trình từ Âu Lạc, Việt Nam. Trong tin nhân đạo, Ngân hàng Đầu tư và Phát triển Việt Nam đã tuyên bố dự án trợ giúp trên 15 triệu rưỡi Mỹ Kim cho các chương trình xóa đói giảm nghèo ở 4 quận tại Âu Lạc. Tác giả và dịch giả 7 tuổi, em Đỗ Nhật Nam từ Hà Nội, sứ ngôn viên truyền hình Việt Nam, VTV2 và VTV3 tặng một phần lợi tức bán sách của em để giúp các bạn thiếu nhi bệnh tật. Em cũng mở một lớp dạy Anh văn cho các trẻ em bệnh ung thư. Nhà nông Nguyễn Văn Kỳ đã biến các ruộng lúa của mình thành hồ nước và khu trồng cây ăn trái, cây dừa và tre. Nơi đây hiện đang là một chốn trú ẩn an toàn cho 10.000 con cò và các loài thú hoang dã khác. Mặc dù gặp nhiều khó khăn, ông Kỳ vẫn cố duy trì khu vườn cho các bạn thú của mình. Tương lai thật nhiều hứa hẹn với những nghĩa cử điển hình như trên của người dân Âu Lạc hiền hòa và hiếu khách. Đây là đài truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư, Âu Lạc, Việt Nam.
สวัสดีค่ะท่านผู้ชมโทรทัศน์ Supreme Master ณประเทศไทยแห่งนี้สถานที่ซึ่งอุดมไปด้วยวัฒนธรรมประเพณีทางพุทธศาสนาเราซาบซึ้งในพระคุณของท่านอนุตราจารย์ชิงไห่กับความพยายามอันไม่มีเหน็ดเหนื่อยของท่านในการปลุกมวลมนุษยชาติสู่วิถีชีวิตแห่งความเมตตาในวันที่15สิงหาคม2552ในการสัมมนาวิดิทัศน์เรื่องสภาพอากาศที่เปลี่ยนแปลงซึ่งจัดขึ้นณกรุงเทพมหานครท่านอนุตราจารย์ชิงไห่ผู้เป็นแขกอันทรงเกียรติของงานได้แบ่งปันข่าวดีพร้อมกับสารอันแน่วแน่ของท่านให้กับมวลมนุษยชาติ
Till now, we have altogether 40% of the population on the planet that have become veg, including vegetarian and vegan, waterian, solarian, breatharian, panarian. This is surely encouraging. We need only another 60%. However, we are still working hard to spread the veg message. So it helps if we all continue informing as many people as we can, not just sit and wait for the critical mass to take effect. It's very simple for everyone. Just be veg, and we still can save the planet.
And on that optimistic note, as we're on our way to becoming a vegan planet, thank you for your precious presence for today's program, celebrating the upcoming third anniversary of Supreme Master Television. Please tune in tomorrow for the final part of our presentation, featuring news highlights from Africa and Europe. Now, please join us for Words of Wisdom, up next after Noteworthy News. May peace and blessings be with you.
Hi, I'm Paul Seymour, and I'd like to wish Supreme Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master Television happy third anniversary. You're doing a wonderful job. keep up the good work.
As a member of the Australian Parliament, I extend my very best wishes and congratulations to the Supreme Master TV on 3 years. It's a great achievement. Let's make the world a better place. Thank you, Supreme Master Television.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.